program begins in 60 seconds. Your SRN program begins in 30 seconds. Your SRN program begins in 10 seconds. Your SRN program will begin in 5, 4,
defending your freedom every single day.
From the GunBroker.com studios,
this is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Back in the ATL after a four or five days, whirlwind trip out to my favorite place on earth, and that's Arizona, where I spent a few days in Tombstone, as you know, for Freedom Days. Got a live broadcast out of Phoenix, the Scottsdale area yesterday, and I had a late night flight back. And here we are back in the ATL in, as you now know, the brand new GunBroker.com studios. Welcome inside the GunBroker.com Daily Defense studios with me. I am Mark Walters, of course, and I will be filling your prescription for freedom for the next hour. Yesterday, I spent the day with you, the hour with you, talking about California, Commifornia, whatever you want to call it at this stage of the game, and their ridiculous ammunition background check law that went into effect July 1 yesterday. Today, I'm honored to have my dear friend and colleague at the Second Amendment Foundation and the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, award-winning journalist Dave Workman, with me in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, operating out of those very offices, those set offices of the Second Amendment Foundation and the CCRKBA, because yesterday, July 1, also marked the beginning date of the ballot initiative 1639. A lot to discuss with you. Let's jump on the GunBroker.com hotline studios from the Second Amendment Foundation. Dave, welcome to the program, my friend.
Well, thanks very much for having me. This has been an interesting experience. Yesterday, I got several emails, and there was a lot of chatter on social media about this, the sudden imposition of Initiative 1639, a massive gun control initiative that even the local media up here admits now has made Washington State's gun laws among the strictest in the nation. And that really should not be. Hopefully, the court challenge that's been mounted by the National Rifle Association and Second Amendment Foundation will be successful and will strike down at least some provisions of this onerous law. Hopefully, they'll recognize that young adults ages 18 to 20 are certainly mature enough to handle semi-automatic firearms, because when we get them into the military, we give them full automatics, and we trust them with the lives of the nation, actually. So this measure has just been absolutely ridiculous. And I see a lot of adventures on the horizon for this. So, you know, we'll just see how this goes.
I talk for a living, and this stuff makes me speechless. You know, 1639 has been something that we've discussed for a long time, long before its imposition here. Now that it's in place, there has to have been, I can't even imagine the news up there. Is this dominating the local news, or is it just a fly-by-night thing that is in place and they're not even covering anymore?
Well, no, they covered it actually quite extensively, at least on a couple of the local network affiliate channels, television, and I spent about 15 or 20 minutes on the phone last night with a reporter from King Television, which is the NBC affiliate out here, explaining to him some of the nuances of the gun control initiative. And quite honestly, he did understand what I was talking about, and it kind of surprised him, I think. But I think the future of this is something that everybody in the country should pay attention to. What's happening in Washington State, if this law stands, is going to come to a place near you. And I've got a couple of disappointments in retrospect about Initiative 1639. It would have really been nice for some of the firearms manufacturers to have chipped in on this, on the fight to stop this, to defeat it in November of last year. It would have been nice if I'd have known that a lot of gun voters weren't going to vote. You know, they were too busy doing whatever they were doing. And I could have gone around and maybe knocked on their door or something, or volunteers could have done that. I was writing about it. You know that I covered that thing extensively all year last year.
Relentlessly. Thank you for doing it.
And, well, it goes with the job. You know, whatever else I do around here, I'm still a news hack. I'm a journalist. And that is first and foremost what I do for a living. And it was almost like I was that ancient Greek walking around with a lamp looking for an honest man. I was looking for somebody who would actually sit down and listen and trying to educate the public about this. And as is typical of any election, when there's an important issue up and it passes, there are always groups of people who wake up the next day and say, huh, what happened? I didn't know what this was about. Why didn't somebody stop this? And, you know, just, well, did you vote? Well, I don't want my name on a list. You know, it's that kind of mentality that it is so self-defeating. Gun owners really need to get into the game. And right now they're trailing by a couple of touchdowns. And they really need to fire up whatever it is that needs to fire up, because I get these emails every day from the Brady campaign, from the Alliance for Gun Responsibility. I see them somehow or other. I've gotten on the mailing list for two or three of these gun control groups. These people are in this. It's almost like a religious experience for them. They see the Second Amendment and people who own guns as some kind of a demon that must be struck down, that must be defeated. And I just can't explain it any more clearly than that. They're a devoted bunch. They've got an idea for America and maybe the world, that we're going to live in a utopian society free of so-called gun violence. And, you know, good luck with that, because it didn't work with Cain and Abel, and people have been killing each other ever since.
You have given me an entire program's worth over the last 4 minutes. So I want to go back to... Let me start with the money.
Okay.
Now, I'm not going to name names. I'm not going to give it any additional information, but I'm going to say, because of my position, I am privy to the dollar figures. And I was disgusted with what I saw, frankly. And I'm also privy to the lack of dollars, Dave. And I was disgusted with what I saw. I'm going to leave it at that. Because there wasn't the battle from a financial standpoint from a lot of the gun manufacturers and other places, who I will not name because it doesn't matter at this stage of the game, it's done, that stepped up to the plate. It would have been nice in hindsight, in retrospect, as you just said, to have seen that in retrospect. But in retrospect isn't doing us any good, because now you have to live under these draconian regulations in Washington State. Do you believe that if more money was thrown at this by folks who I know are good people that probably also in retrospect look back and go, damn, I should have done more, do you think there could have been a different outcome had that been the case?
Yeah, I think so. This was a matter of education. It really was. And unfortunately, the other side, they've got billionaire backing. They got money from Bloomberg's Every Town for Gun Safety Action Fund. They got money from Paul Allen, who is now deceased, the late Paul Allen. They got money from some of the other Microsoft alumni. They get support from a fairly wealthy bunch of elitists who live in, I think, about a dozen zip codes in and around Seattle. And then they got money from out of state. But most of the money, I think, came from relatively few people. I did an analysis last year of the money, and I think the whole initiative campaign, about 90% of it was bankrolled by a dozen people. Mm-hmm. Now, that tells you everything you need to know.
Yeah.
But if we could have gotten some more money, they spent something like $5 million on the campaign last year. If we had maybe $2.5 to $3 million, I think that the gun owners could have put up a pretty strong opposition and beat the thing. It might have been a narrow victory, but a victory is a victory.
A victory is a victory, and we would take that victory today in hindsight. Dave, we're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, I want to go back into some of the other questions that I got from Dave's statement, that being the nuance. Let's go to the nuance of this bill next. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the Gun Broker Studios continues right after this. Don't go away. Okay, this one all ends on Friday. My friends at the USCCA are giving you two free chances to win $1,776 in their 4th of July Freedom Giveaway. That $1,776 gets you a Ruger Mini 14 Tactical Rifle, Otis Cleaning System, a 9-line American flag wooden sign, and ammo. But it all ends this Friday. So here's what I need you to do. Take out your smartphone and text GET to 87222. You can do it in seconds. The official rules are on the page, and you'll instantly get two free chances to win $1,776. That's $1,776 just for texting GET to 87222. It's free money. Don't leave it sitting on the table. It's part of a great cause, too. Defending your Second Amendment rights. That's what the USCCA does. They protect responsible gun owners like us. But this is your absolute last chance to get your free Ruger, Otis cleaning system, and 9-line wooden flag. Your two free chances to win are waiting. Don't waste them. Text GET to 87222 to get entered. Again, that's GET to 87222.
You're in handcuffs. Your kids and spouse are crying as you're loaded into a cop car. But you did nothing wrong. How could this happen? You're the good guy. All you did was legally protect your family from an attacker. If you think this couldn't happen to you, think again. Fortunately, though, the United States Concealed Carry Association is there to protect you. Not only do they resolve these situations for their members, but they also prevent them from happening in the first place. With resources like their free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. Learn what to say and what not to say in the aftermath of a self-defense incident. To get your free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive, just visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your free guide today at BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a 2-pack of my pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-978-9358 and use promo code AAR.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from these GunBroker.com studios continues. You heard the rejoin bringing us back in right now. A million auctions a day, GunBroker.com. I told you yesterday about the sheriff's deputy, the sergeant down in Tombstone, Arizona, who showed me his new gun that he picked up from GunBroker. He says he's thrown more money at him because he's always on GunBroker. You can be too. GunBroker.com. Make sure to check him out. Let's go back to Dave Workman out at the beautiful CCRKBA offices and the Second Amendment Foundation offices in beautiful Bellevue, Washington. Now having to live under 1639. Dave, we mentioned the dollar figure previously. I kind of want to put an exclamation point on that, because your final statement was that Paul Allen and that handful of billionaires, of course, Paul Allen from Microsoft fame, spent about $5 million of their personal fortune to see to it that you now have to live under 1639, and that if we had about $2 to $3 million, we probably could have come out on top with that. I don't disagree with that. I don't think the message got out the way it should be, but I think there's something else involved, and more than money, and that's apathy. And it is money going to fix apathy when it comes to people who you described that wake up and go, wait a minute, what the hell happened? Can we buy that? Can we fix that with money?
I think we might have been able to fix some of that with a little more funding. You know, I will tell you this. The Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms and the National Rifle Association paid the bulk of what we had to spend, and I think it was $1.5 million or $2 million. It was somewhere in the low end of what the opposition had, and I think about $1 million plus is what we had to spend. Now, balance that against a press, I think, that was pretty much in favor of this. You know, the Seattle Times naturally endorsed the idea. There were some newspapers that came out against 1639, which I thought was that was very candid of them. You know, the editorial boards would say, yeah, we do need to do something about guns, but this ain't the way to do it. And I think that an education process needs to begin, and quite frankly, that process started yesterday. I looked at social media, and I got a couple of emails over the last couple of weeks from people who saw this thing coming, and they said, and they would say, well, geez, you know, what do we do about it? And I'm thinking, well, dummy. You know, that that question should have been asked about 6 months ago. Quite honestly, this is going to wake up the Washington State gun owners like boiling hot coffee spilled in their lap. Neighboring Oregon just dodged a bullet. The Oregon people are under the pretty much the same gun as we are. We're all, quite frankly, behind enemy lines right now. I think that looking forward, hopefully if the lawsuit, the federal lawsuit, is successful, I think it will launch maybe some state-level lawsuits against other provisions of this onerous initiative, because it really is bad news. It treats law-abiding gun owners like criminals, and that's never a good thing.
But you are, Dave. Let me stop you briefly. You are. According to the left, and I'm convinced of this, I am absolutely 100% convinced of this, and I think you agree with me, all guns are bad. Anybody who owns a gun is eventually bad or going to commit a crime. There are people who believe that. That's why they're – because you have to ask this question. Why aren't they in Chicago? Why aren't they in downtown Seattle? Why aren't they in St. Louis? Why aren't they in Baltimore fighting for what they want to fight for? And why are they on my back as if some type of background check is going to stop a crime? It's not. We know that. An assault weapons ban, which is essentially what you have in effect right now. That's essentially what it is. We'll go there in a moment. Is going to stop what happened in Virginia Beach. That was a pistol. Or Virginia Tech, that was a pistol. Or the other 85% of all killings that are committed by criminals with a pistol, not assault weapons. Okay, so we know that they feel that. But I got to go
back.
Yeah,
they do.
They have to. So take it away. Go ahead, take it away.
Well, Mark, I think what the problem is that the people who traditionally support these gun control measures, they don't have any experience with firearms except what they see on the nightly news with somebody getting shot by somebody else, a robbery taking place, and then they turn on the family hour when you've got cop show after cop show after cop show. There's good guys and bad guys, and then in between them are the innocent victims who are preyed upon or saved at the last minute by the good guys. Well, life doesn't work that way. And I've been on the streets early in my career. I spent a lot of time riding around with sheriff's deputies and in police cars. I mean, that's what newsmen do if they really are interested in good stories. They go where the stories are at. And I got to see some of the worst parts of life. And frankly, there are some people I think who probably shouldn't own firearms.
Of course.
Then I get emails begging for money from people like the Brady campaign that claim the National Rifle Association, they want a society where everybody could get guns, no questions asked, which is a bald-faced lie, and they know it. But there are so many people out there who are ready to believe that crap because they've been taught that by their parents. They got it when they were going to school, especially in the institutions of higher learning. That's the philosophy that they understand. They have no practical experience with people who own firearms, with firearms themselves. And all they know is what they hear from their pals who also don't like guns. And, you know, quite honestly, you shouldn't be able to form an opinion and dictate to somebody else how they're supposed to live. How would they feel if, for example, somebody on the right came up and said, you know what? We're going to impose a waiting period on what's a popular cause on the left. I don't know, maybe abortions or something. Just pick a cause.
Sure.
We're going to do this. We're going to make you jump through this and this hoop. You'd hear the screams all the way around the world. But just because it's guns, well, oh, that's okay. That's different. Well, there's not a hell of a lot different about it. We're talking about a right. And
well, Dave, we're at a point.
You know, they're stepping on it.
Well, they are stepping on it. We're going to go back. I'm going to go back into the nuance of 1639 when we come back from this break.
But
we are at a point now, listener, as we go into this break, that Gone with the Wind, if you watch it and love it, may make you a racist. Where Huck Finn, because too many people are too stupid to see the literary genius behind these works of art. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the Gun Broker Studios, gunbroker.com studios, continues after this. Don't go away.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to usccaonair.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to usccaonair.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit usccaonair.com to find out. Once again, that's usccaonair.com.
One warm summer day, Richard was grilling out with his family in the backyard of his suburban home. His brother stepped away to grab something from his car in the front yard and didn't come back. Feeling suspicious, Richard went to go check on him and was horrified by what he found. His brother was being beaten nearly to death in an attempted carjacking. Thinking quickly, Richard pulled out his gun and scared the attackers away. Then the police arrived, and Richard was arrested.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to do? Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say? If you answered anything other than yes to these questions, you need to visit BeTheirProtector.com right now. There you'll find the USCCA's free guide, 6 things that could land you behind bars or help keep you out of them. Visit BeTheirProtector.com now and get your free copy of 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive right now. That's BeTheirProtector.com. One more time, BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. from the GunBroker.com studios. Welcome back. I'm talking with my dear friend Dave Workman out in the CCR KBA and Second Amendment Foundation offices in Washington State, now a prisoner of 1639, a prisoner of 1639. Dave, I mentioned when we were closing out the last segment that we're living in a time now where watching Gone with the Wind may make you a racist. I actually read that on a flight. It was on a, I forget what website I was reading that, but Gone with the Wind. How much longer are Americans going to watch Gone with the Wind before it goes the way of you know, Southern Confederate statues? You know, I asked a question about Huck Finn. I mean, my gosh, at what point is somebody going to say, well, Huck Finn, kids can't read Huck Finn anymore because we can't teach them the literary genius of Huck Finn because of the language used at the time it was written. So it's a very dangerous time to be in, and here you are. You were going to say, well, I'm going to let you take it away. Go ahead.
Well, I think we've arrived, at least in some parts of the country, where the thought police are really getting away with a lot of stuff. You know, if you watch the news on Monday, you saw newsreel footage of a reporter. Sure, he's an independent, a freelance reporter, getting beat.
Right.
Over the head down in Portland, Oregon by these Antifa thugs. And there's no other way to describe that bunch. They're a bunch of thugs. The mayor down there has turned the streets over to these guys. And then we sit back and we have to ask ourselves, geez, no wonder so many people are interested in buying firearms because the police won't stop these guys. And maybe that's just a microcosm of what some of these people on the left would dearly love to create in America, where you either comply or you're going to get beaten down. And we saw where that happened back in the 1930s, and eventually it didn't work out for those people either. But, you know, getting back on track here with this initiative.
Wait, stop. Hold
yes.
that one thought. Let me go back to Portland briefly. If I wear my red Trump 2020 hat in downtown Portland, am I inviting a physical attack?
Yeah.
Okay, that's unbelievable. I knew the answer. I just wanted to
That's an easy answer. Yes, you are. You're inviting to be attacked.
Someone in downtown Portland would, and Portland's a beautiful place. Oregon's a beautiful place. I have kids. I'm not going to risk my life. Wearing a hat risks my physical well-being in Portland, Oregon, doesn't it?
That is certainly the impression a lot of people have.
Yeah, it's really,
you know, we'll just leave it at that.
Really frightening. Okay, well, I'm not going to be in Portland anytime soon that I know of, so I don't have to worry about wearing it. But I'll go ahead and continue. Let's get you wanted to get back on to.
Well, see, the problem with that newsreel footage of that kid, that young guy getting beat up, the tourists are going to look at that and they're saying, oh, no, you know, let's skip a vacation to the Northwest this year. We'll go to Kansas City or someplace where we feel safe.
Yeah.
And in the long run, the people who maybe condone that or look the other way or maybe even enable it, they're not looking at the big picture because this is going to hurt businesses in that community. It's going to hurt their tourism, their commerce. People are not going to go, as you said, where they might feel that their lives are in danger. So we jump back across to the north side of the Columbia River, where 1639 is now impairing, and I use that word deliberately, it's impairing the rights of young adults ages 18 to 20 to purchase a semi-automatic rifle of any kind because they are all now classified as semi-automatic assault rifles. For anybody over age 21 that wants to purchase a semi-automatic rifle, even in .22 caliber like the Ruger 10/22 or the Marlin Model 60, they've got to prove and provide proof that they have taken some kind of a firearm safety course during the last 5 years. They've got to sign a waiver that allows their background check to include law enforcement access to maybe their medical privacy. Got to go through a 10-day waiting period. They have to pay a fee to cover the extra paperwork. And all of this is tied into the way that the left seems to think that it has the authority and the ability to force people on the right, or people who own firearms, how to live. And they've lost sight of the fact that you can't turn a constitutionally enumerated right into a government-regulated privilege, at least not without a fight. And right now that fight is in progress in U.S. District Court here in Washington State. And, you know, we're going to see how this all shakes out.
At great expense. And it we're to a point now where they don't care enough. Like, I use Pittsburgh for an example. That mayor knew in Pittsburgh, as did the city council, six of the or at least three of the nine, not enough to make a difference. But the city council and the mayor knew that what they were doing was a violation of state law and a violation of constitutional of our constitution. They knew it. They were advised by their own Democrat attorney general not to do it. They did it anyway, and forced the people to spend taxpayer dollars in court to defend it. And that's where the left is getting so dangerous right now. Portland, Oregon, you're listening right now to this program. You're listening to this in Portland. You know, I feel bad for you, but I don't feel bad for you. I'm going to leave that there. But to go, I had to say that quickly. That just popped up. I had to go there. But, Dave, we're to a point now where they don't care. Just like in Portland, they go to the streets. 1639, they don't care. Let's put it in place and worry about it later. And now the nuance of the law kicks in with some of what you just mentioned, and people wake up and realize, holy crap, I can't buy my son a Ruger 1020 tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you a big disappointment, one of many that I have. But over the last several weeks, I have gotten, several phone calls from people calling here at the Second Amendment Foundation. They want to know what's being done about Initiative 1639. It's like these people just dropped off the moon or something.
Yeah, they did.
They just woke up. Well, what's being done about 1639? Well, you must have slept through the report that we filed a lawsuit way back in late 2018. Along with the National Rifle Association. Well, yeah, you know, they try to explain, I knew all about that. And they didn't really. They're just trying to make it up as they go along. I've run into people who they didn't vote. They don't want their names on the list. They didn't realize what it was all about. One guy walked, what's Initiative 1639? I'm going, oh, wow. Yeah. You know, what truck did you just fall off of on your head? And then, you know, we got into the money here in the first segment. These lawsuits are expensive. The NRA, I know we've all heard about the trouble at the NRA, but the NRA is in this right up to their elbows, man. And, you know, they're fighting this one hard. They're partnered with SAF.
They are.
If anybody out there really cares enough to stop this nonsense in Washington State, they need to write a check today to the Second Amendment Foundation and or the NRA, mark that check for the Initiative 1639 lawsuit, stick it in the mail, and feel happy about yourself. We did fundraising events, and I was part of that down at the Washington Arms Collectors, where the arms collectors, all good people, they helped raise, I think, something in the neighborhood of $10,000-$12,000.
All right, Dave,
Dave, let me
let me stop you at the raising money. I want to go back to raising money when we come back from the break. That's a perfect place to segue. I have a question for you on that as well. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios continues right after this. We'll be right back.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with a leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on the nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns, with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
Would you like to join a community of over 2 million like-minded people for free? Well, now is your chance. Just find the official USCCA page on Facebook and click like. You'll instantly be connected with thousands of like-minded folks looking for real talk on self-defense and freedom. Discuss hot topics, find great resources, and voice your opinion where it will matter. At the USCCA official Facebook page, you'll find everything you need for your concealed carry lifestyle. The USCCA on Facebook, community, resources, and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, to use the phrase from my good friend Kurt Schilling this week, I've always said we're sliding into home in this segment. We're not doing that. We're closing. That's what a great Major League Baseball pitcher does. He closes. So he made that very clear to me. He says, don't tell anybody you're sliding into home. You're closing. So here we are closing Armed American Radio's national broadcast here from the GunBroker.com studios. We are closing out the hour. My book, Grilling While Armed, the top 20 recipes, how to get off the gas and become your neighborhood barbecue pit boss in one day, is now available on Amazon. It's doing very well. The left, as Kurt Schilling says, likes to pair food with wines. We like to pair great barbecue with guns. Grilling While Armed is now available at Amazon.com. Go get your copy of it and make sure to give us a great review and help us move right up that ladder. Let's go right back to the GunBroker.com studio hotline, Dave Workman. Dave, when we left the last break, I've got to ask you to continue the discussion about fundraising. Fundraising. Go ahead and take it away.
Well, if you want to send a check to the Second Amendment Foundation, we're at 12500 Northeast 10th Place, Bellevue, Washington, 98005. You can join the Second Amendment Foundation. You can make a donation, and donations to SAF are tax deductible. I don't have the NRA's mailing list right or mailing address right in front of me, but that's easy to find. It's online, and I think that the listeners out there should really support this lawsuit. These legal activities that SAF is involved in, they're expensive, and these fights are being waged on your behalf, not just on behalf of some gun owner in Podunk out west. It's every gun owner that benefits from this sort of activity. Now, these legal precedents are being built one on top of the other. They're like little building blocks, and as Alan Gottlieb likes to say, we're restoring the Second Amendment one lawsuit at a time. You know, we're doing this for gun rights, to rebuild gun rights. We're going to make the Second Amendment great again. Okay, I've made my sales pitch.
No, that's good, and I'm glad you did. I wanted to get that address out. We were talking during the break to get that address out so people could send that to the Second Amendment Foundation. Listener, I don't care if it's $5, $10, $500, $5,000, whatever you can afford to give. And I want to make this very, very clear. The reason this is so vital, if you live in Iowa, if you live in Florida, if you live in North Carolina, or you live in New Hampshire, it really doesn't make any difference if you're a gun owner. Because once the legal precedent is set, yes, it's pathetic we have to go through this process. Deal with it. That's where the left is today. This is what we're going to have to do. This is why we have these organizations that fight on our behalf. Nobody does it better than the Second Amendment Foundation. But it is absolutely vital, because when these precedents are set in court, when we win the victories we win, it keeps your local government from attempting to do the same thing because of the victory in court against it. It stops it in its tracks. And Alan Gottlieb is right. Winning our firearms freedoms back one lawsuit at a time. Very, very important. Very, very, very important that you participate regardless of where you live. Second Amendment Foundation can use your support. All right. Nuance of this law. I looked up some things this morning, Dave, and I got to be honest. I went right to the Attorney General Washington website. Initiative 1639, frequently asked questions. There are 19 questions on here. When do the provisions of 1639 take effect? Well, yesterday. Do I still need to comply with the requirements of Initiative 1639, even though there's a lawsuit challenging the law? The answer to that is sadly yes, isn't it?
Yeah. Until this is settled in a court of law, the provisions of that initiative are in full force. And sadly, the sheriffs and the local law enforcement, they have said that they won't enforce provisions of that. That's fine. But, you know, when push comes to shove, they are actually sworn to uphold the law, even if they think that the law sucks. And, you know, in this case, it really does. But, you know, they're stuck. And so I tend to think that they're going to use a lot of discretion when it comes to enforcing this law. And, you know, good for them, because there are some constitutional provisions here that really are a little scary to anybody who understands the difference between rights and privileges. And we are talking about a right. And I keep trying to tell this to people. We're not talking about guns. We're talking about rights. And the sad part about it is a lot of people don't get that. Oh, no, we got to get rid of these dirty old guns. Well, no, you what you're trying to do is get rid of a dirty old right that you may not like. And that's not how this country is supposed to work.
I'm going to read the answer on the state attorney general's office page. I think it's very telling, because this is a big question right now. The two of us have discussed this personally, privately, off air, in personal conversations, and on air. And that is what you just mentioned. The sheriffs, not just in Washington, but in New Mexico, you're listening live right now. Colorado, you're listening right now. your sheriffs, 32 out of 33 of them have said they're not going to enforce the gun control initiatives coming from these leftist wacko state governments. Take a listen to what Washington AG has on their site. Can my police chief or county sheriff refuse to administer enhanced background checks under Initiative 1639? Effective July 1, when a person is attempting to purchase a semi-automatic assault rifle, which is every single semi-automatic gun, by the way, the chief of police or sheriff where the purchaser lives is required by law to perform an enhanced background check. The purpose of the enhanced background check is to determine whether the person is eligible. State law provides immunity to local law enforcement officers who run these checks in good faith. In the event a police chief or sheriff refuses to perform the enhanced background check required by I-1639, they could be held liable if there is a sale or transfer of a firearm to a dangerous individual prohibited from possessing a firearm, and that individual uses that firearm to do harm. In that case, the taxpayers of the city or county would assume the financial risk from the official's decision. And the final question is, do sheriffs and police chiefs have discretion on how to prioritize their resources, Dave, which is what you were just talking about? Generally speaking, according to your AG in Washington, law enforcement officials have broad discretion to set their own priorities and target their staff and resources where investigation and enforcement is most needed. Often those decisions are based on common sense and the specific circumstances of a given case. The background checks required by I-1639 are not discretionary. The law requires that law enforcement agencies perform these checks. It is their duty. Then they go on to ask some more questions, and one of the responses is, look, if you don't like it, challenge it, fight it in court, but it's the law. And I think you're right. When the chips come down in most cases and the sheriff is forced with that, yes, or forced, they're going to have to abide by that law.
Yeah. And that's the sad part about it, because the majority of sheriffs in this state opposed the initiative, and they called it just as they saw it back in October and November last year. They explained to the public why they objected to the provisions of this law. And if you look what's going on in New Mexico, I saw a headline this morning that the New Mexico sheriffs are not going to enforce a gun law that was passed down there because they say it's unenforceable. And a lot of the lawmen that talked to us last year, they said the same thing about 1639. This thing is really not enforceable in a lot of cases. And, you know, you got to take their word for it. They're the ones who have to enforce the darn thing.
Well, that's where their discretion is going to come into play. We're going to close out this hour right now. I've only got about 50 seconds. First, I want to thank you very much for being here, particularly on short notice on this live broadcast today, Dave Workman from the CCRKBA and the Second Amendment Foundation. As I was perusing the site, Dave, and I can't wait to read what you write about this in the future, the Attorney General's office is trying to poo-poo this office. It's not that bad. It's just not that bad. Don't worry about it. Nobody's trying to take your guns. This whole thing reads like a cop saying to you, if you got nothing to hide, why don't you let me rip your car apart in violation of the Fourth Amendment rights? That's the way the response from the AG kind of reads. Dave, thank you for being here. I appreciate it so much. And listeners, I'll get up on my website where you can send money to SAF to fight this. Until tomorrow, remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you from these gunbroker.com studios tomorrow on the radio.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get four free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.